Welcome to the very first episode of Time Capsule with me, Emily Walborn. I may or may not have just almost forgotten the title of this show, but I am very excited to share this with you. This is a weekly show where I interview my friends about something that they loved as children, and it can be anything. It can be a book, a TV show, a movie, any combination, and then we experience it sometimes together. Maybe we'll read a book together or watch a movie together. Sometimes we do it separately. And then we come on this podcast and we talk about whether or not we think it holds up. If we think that whatever they want to talk about does their childhood justice. If they still love it. So for this first episode, I had my friend Willa Fossum on. Willa and I always have a really good time together. And so I apologize if the majority of this episode is just us laughing. I don't really apologize for it because it was lots of fun. And I hope you think it's lots of fun too. More importantly though, please check out the Light Switch Podcast Network website. Like us on Facebook. You can even find us on iTunes. All of our shows are on iTunes. Isn't that cool? All you have to do is search Light Switch Podcast Network on iTunes, on your little podcast app. It works there, too. And that's Light Switch, two words, not one. I always get confused. I'm never sure if it's one word or two words. I suppose I could look it up, but I will not. But it is two words on iTunes. So search Light Switch Podcast Network. And you can have all the new episodes of all your favorite shows delivered right to your pocket. Isn't that cool? I think it's cool. It saves me a lot of work. And I can also do stuff. Like, I can go driving. And like I always do. I always spend a lot of time driving. But I can listen to my favorite shows on the go. Which is awesome. So, without further ado, here is the very first episode of Time Capsule.
Hello. Hey, Willa. How's it going?
It's so good.
Yeah?
How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm really good. How's your day?
It's fine. I'm just studying from a test. I have an AP U.S. history test tomorrow morning, so that's...
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Can I swear on this? I forgot to. Okay, cool. That's good.
Go,
that would have been a real hardship.
Go ahead, swear.
Fuck.
That's how I remember feeling before AP tests.
Yeah. Yep, that's true. That's about right.
I never took AP history or Gov. I think, I'm pretty sure I only took two AP tests in my high school career. I took the AP Lang, and then senior year, I signed up to take the AP Calc, even though Emerson College, where I go to school, they don't care about math at all.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. And then my parents were like, you should just cancel it. You don't have to take it. But I was like, nah, I'll take it. I don't care. And it was the worst, like, 5 hours of my life.
Oh my God.
I didn't study at all for it. And so I just went in there and I was just, it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible.
Shit, man.
But I hope you
I'm trying. Yeah, I got like a big review book and then I did like I barely cracked it open before yesterday.
No.
I know. I'm you know, a good ways through it though, because okay. I made some headway.
Okay, good.
I'm feeling okay.
Good. When I talked to you last night, you were at like 1800s.
Yeah. Sure it was. But I'm at like 1920 right now.
There you go. Look at you. You've covered 120 years.
Look at me.
Well, look at you. You guys can't look at her, but I can look at her.
I look so good.
She looks great. She looks like she's really knowledgeable about history.
Mm-hmm.
You told me what you were working on last night, and I had no clue what that was.
Me neither. No, Indian Removal Act.
Oh, okay.
It's
that sounds familiar.
Uplifting and
yeah,
really.
No negative connotations. Mm-mm. I'm sure. It sounds
No, it's a really great thing.
Yeah.
That good move. Okay, disclaimer, not a good move. I'm so sorry.
I apologize. Will personally apologize.
Yes.
On behalf of the United States.
Yeah.
You don't have school today.
No, well, it's the float building day, so there is school.
Oh, it's
vigilante.
Oh, my God.
It is vigilante.
That would be fun. I think, look, we've done the vigilante parade for so long.
Listen, it's time for a revamp.
Yeah. If you don't live in Helena, Montana, the vigilante day parade is just where high schoolers build floats and do a minimal amount of research about the history of Montana.
Yeah, they just like dress up in baker's clothes and throw flour at each other.
Or they put up like a tree and a few pieces of wood on a float, and then they just buzz firefighters and stand there.
It's a big day for Helena.
It's a big day for Helena, Montana.
Vigilante Day, though. 2017.
We'll start a letter writing campaign.
Planning begins today.
If I get out of school this early every year, I will definitely start a counter parade called Vigilante Day.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'll work with Planned Parenthood and get some sponsors.
Yeah. It'll be in the back time. Alleys. It'll go through the alleys intersecting the real parade.
Or we can go down this opposite way, the same street, just the opposite way.
Fight the power. Yeah. But yeah, so there is technically school, but I'm not going because no one else is going.
Yeah.
So.
Just claim that you're building a float.
Mm-hmm. The Indian Removal Act. Yikes. Yeah.
Okay, so what did you bring to talk about today?
I brought Scooby-Doo. I brought him. He's right here.
You brought in the entire franchise. Yeah. Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, they're all here. Hanna-Barbera.
They're all just hanging out in my basement right now.
Yeah, say hi, everyone. Yeah. No, I love Scooby-Doo, though. It's the shit.
Yeah, I love Scooby-Doo as a child. Did you have Scooby-Doo birthday parties?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I actually threatened my mom with being a bad mom for, like, I was like, you're not a good mom if you don't buy me more Scooby toys. Yeah.
That's fair.
That's horrible.
That's accurate. Yeah. That's an accurate threat.
Guilting her into buying me stuffed animals.
Okay, so if you had to guess, how many Scooby-Doo movies do you think there are right now?
Holy sh... Okay, I would guess, like, including the, oh my god,
so
just everything.
Okay, so we're talking cartoon and live action.
Okay, I think there are 35.
Shit, is that really your guess?
Yes.
There's 36.
Oh my god! Oh my god.
You are truly
I'm amazing.
Okay, how many, okay, so 36 movies.
Uh-huh.
So that's 34 animated movies, two
live action. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many TV shows do you think there are?
Like, episodes, or like...
No, that would be insane. But like, TV, like, versions of Scooby-Doo.
Okay, I think five. Six. No, seven. Seven. Final answer.
Seven's your final answer?
Yes.
There are 12.
What?
I know.
Oh my god.
I know. It's crazy.
I guess there was that little period of time in the 80s where, like, Scrappy-Doo was,
yeah,
like a...
I was going to ask you, what do you think of Scrappy-Doo?
He's kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
You know?
He's totally... This is my opinion, and I think it is 100% true.
Uh-huh.
I think he is the most hated cartoon in the world.
Mm-hmm. Based on your poll.
Poll of you? I pulled one other person. Yeah. They hate Scrappy Doo too. So
there's actually a Census Bureau question.
On every census.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's the worst.
He's the worst.
God.
I told you I watched the first half of the live action movie last night.
Yeah. And then you fell asleep.
And then I did fall asleep. It's not the fault of Scooby Doo. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's a great movie. I would recommend it to anyone who hasn't seen it. I was just very tired.
Yeah.
But there's an amazing scene where the whole mystery gang hates Scrappy and they throw him out of the van, the mystery van.
Yeah. I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a piece of work.
He was the evil one, right? In the end?
I think.
And there was this terrifying scene at the end where, like, he had, like, a triangle on his chest, and then it broke apart.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Horrible.
I didn't finish it, but that sounds right.
And then, he, like, turned into a monster, and then, like, it broke off, and then he, like, went back to his old, like, shitty self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's actually a really scary movie.
It is a scary movie.
Like,
yeah. Oh, man. It's so much darker than I remembered it.
Mm-hmm. And everyone on the island is just crazy. They're all super creepy people.
Yeah. I know, there was an amazing line at the beginning when the mystery gang just got to the island, Mystery Island, and the guy was like, this is the number one spot for all college spring breaks, but check out our college kids, what do you notice? And Velma was like, they look like well-behaved, sober students.
Oh my God! Amazing!
There's just like, and then it pans over and you just see this line of just students standing there with like no expressions. They're just standing in a line to nowhere.
Yeah. Words come across the street. They paint us. Yeah. This is what you should look like if you're a college student. Oh my God. That's
okay,
awesome.
Let's put this into a little bit of perspective. So what were your childhood obsessions besides Scooby-Doo?
Oh man.
Was it just Scooby-Doo pretty much?
Well, no, I liked... Did you get PBS Kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I liked Between the Lions, the reading show.
Yeah.
And I liked watching my brother play video games with the hopes that I would get a turn, but I never did.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a part of my trip. Is that before Cyber Chase?
I think so. Okay, we're back because my computer sucks and it turned off the recording after... All right, so we had so much good stuff. There was so much good stuff that was cut out.
So just imagine it.
Just go back. So use your time machine and then travel back in time to 1:15 Mountain Standard Time and come over and listen to us do that.
Blanket fort in her basement.
We are sitting on pretty much a blanket fort because my family ordered couches for upstairs, and then they threw the couch out from down here. They threw it away, and then they were gonna bring in the new one, but of course it didn't fit down here. So they're like, oh well, no couches, I guess. So,
hard times.
Yeah. So. Okay, so you watched your brother play video games. That's, I guess, where we last left off.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And I never got a turn.
That sucks.
I know.
Yeah.
But luckily, I had some baby dolls that were really realistic.
You know what? I never had baby dolls. Will and I are pretty much just trying to recreate this right now. All right, whatever. Baby dolls are... I'm sure they were great.
They're creepy and fun, and what could better just a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So you had Scooby Doo.
Yeah.
That was your thing.
That was
thing. Okay. Good. So what did what Scooby Doo thing did you watch? What was your main go to Scooby Doo?
Okay, well, I had a VHS tape of the first 7 ever episodes of Scooby Doo, which we just watched.
We watched the very first one.
Yeah. What a night for a night.
Good stuff. Great title.
Great laugh track.
I love the laugh track because I think it just really adds to the whole like filmed, like, what are they trying to do? Do they want us to think that it was created in front of a live studio audience? Yeah. Like, why is there a laugh track? That makes no sense.
I know. Oh, and also, Shaggy's fucking beard. Oh, my God. What? So, like, when he, like, to the side, it was, like, regular hairs. But then when he turned profile, or no, not profile, when he turned like, front, yeah. Like, facing the camera, it was just like a skin-colored
It's, like, skin-colored and, like, a U of hair. Just, like, from the corner of his mouth. Around his chin and back to the other side.
Yeah, the mark of the swingiest in school, as Velma said. Oh, man.
Let's talk about Velma for a second. Yeah. She was not very smart in this episode, if we're being completely honest.
I know. Dummy.
She, like, okay, I'm going to keep touching my computer because I'm worried that it's, so ignore me, sorry. She, Scooby brought, like, special glasses. He found them in the museum. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I better look these up in a book. Like, I'd seen those glasses before.
I know.
Everybody has. God. They're what jewelers use. That's what they said. And I was like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Why, in kindergarten?
Come on.
Something like that.
Come on. Velma.
I know. Yeah, and she would just lose her glasses. That's not new, though. She does that all the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she is
a dumb bitch. Theory. Yeah. There was a great moment in the live action movie where I'm pretty sure Daphne gets mad at her and just, like, takes her glasses and throws them on the ground. And then all of a sudden, and then, like, as soon as she does that, Velma just collapses to the floor and she's like, I can't find them. And then she's like, she's pretty
every
much just
bone
like
in her body
breaks. She's like, she gets up and she starts, like, roping Fred, who's standing right next to her.
Oh, man.
It's, yeah, it was great.
That's awesome.
Okay, so did you watch any of the other TV shows of Scooby-Doo?
I did. Well, yeah, I watched some of What's New Scooby-Doo. I like those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could never really, in my brain, I don't think I ever really knew the difference between Where Are You Scooby-Doo and What's New Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
You might have, though, because...
Similar characters.
Some would even say the same.
No, similar though. Yeah, I watched a lot of Scooby-Doo. I mean, I didn't have a lot, like, to own, but I, like, went to the video store all the time.
Oh.
But my favorite movie, though, was Scooby-Doo Cyber Chase.
Yes, yes.
And that's yours.
That's my, yeah. In the last conversation, yeah, we have a great yeah. The Cyber Chase, man.
So good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And I mean, I have the board game of it. I think that's probably the only toy there is for that movie, which is a bummer because it was a great movie.
It was one of the best.
I think
films.
Yeah. Truly though, it's so deep. It has, you learn about historical periods and times.
Coliseum.
Yep. Dress.
The moon.
The moon. They go to the moon. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. A theme park.
Theme park. A kind of creepy theme park, of course.
Really creepy.
No, there's never anybody there.
Their alternate.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So it was just them with different clothes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And but, ate a lot of French fries.
Yeah. It was abandoned because everywhere they go is abandoned because there can't be people in it because that makes it less scary.
Yeah.
If it's just a regular theme park.
I know. What would be up with that?
Yeah.
God, I love that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it.
I would rent it this second.
Yep.
And then,
probably in Redbox.
Probably.
<It's not>.
I mean, it is one of the great American films, so it probably is.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you watch any other movies?
Yeah, well, let's see. Monster of Mexico.
Ooh. Yeah.
And then there was the the one with Hawaii in it, and I forgot the name of it.
I think it's Aloha Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
I looked at all the titles last night.
Were there some good ones?
There are some good ones. Do you want me to read you? Yeah, let me read you some.
Okay.
Right now, because I have them on my phone. Okay, we got Scooby-Doo and Zombie Island. It's one of the first.
Okay.
I don't think I remember it vaguely. I don't think I ever saw it.
I don't think I did either.
It was in 1998, so I would have been one. You would have probably been zero.
I would have been.
Or negative.
Negative one.
negative not born, Willa.
Yeah, so, no Zombie Island. Yeah.
Witch's Ghost. Alien Invaders. Legend.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Alien Invaders. I remember that one, kind of.
It was the one where the, like, weird waitress was, like, always, like, getting them to eat pie and stuff.
I don't know. That sounds right.
I dream that.
You only dream in Scooby-Doo cartoons.
That's so fucking awesome.
It would be. That would be really fun.
Oh my god.
All right, Monster of Mexico, Legend of the Vampire. Loch Ness Monster was one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was, yeah. Aloha Scooby-Doo. Where's My Mummy? That was the last one I wrote down, because
so
there's
clever.
Like 30 of them, so
clever.
Yeah, but did you know that there's one with John Cena?
What?
Yeah, there's like a wrestling one, and there's and John Cena comes in and saves Daphne.
Oh,
and he
God.
like he the like
voice of John Cena?
Yeah, and
oh
he like
God.
And the cartoon of John Cena, like the cartoon version of John Cena.
That's hilarious.
And he comes in and he just like I think the clip's on YouTube. That must have been where I saw it, because
yeah,
there's no way I watched the movie.
On repeat, instead of studying.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. Because
I think it's a good call, too.
Once again, fuck AP test. yeah, you should definitely look that up, because I think everybody should look that up.
That's so funny.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Daphne's, like, in trouble or something, and he comes and he moves, like, a boulder or something, and he saves her. I'm sure. I don't know if that's it.
I'm
but.
Sure that's correct. Yeah.
Okay, but does Scooby-Doo hold up? That's the question we're trying to answer on this podcast.
And I'm gonna answer that for you right now.
Great.
Yes.
100% without
so
a doubt.
Good. Yeah, we just watched an episode, and I was like,
it does hold up.
Awesome.
Yeah, the soundtrack. If anything, the score is really still really good.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Congrats to those people.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, the script was really a period piece, but
that would be one way to put it. A period piece. That's definitely one description. Hey, maybe I don't know.
Yeah. you never do know. They don't talk about it. Yeah. It was so good though.
It was good.
It was pretty kitschy.
Yeah. I think that's a good description for it. A good word for it.
Yeah.
When those bats came out in the beginning, I was like, yes, this transports me back. You know, the bat noises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go on for a long time.
They go on for actually a really long time.
Which is a long time.
A long time to listen to bat noises, I think.
It is. Yeah. But yeah, I kind of, that makes me want to go back and like go watch Captain Cutler and like all the other.
Yeah,
and, like,
what's Captain Cutler?
It's like, oh, sorry.
What's Captain Cutler? I don't, which one's that one?
It's like the one where they like, oh my god, well I can't remember that well, obviously. Where they go under the sea.
Oh
and, like,
yeah, it's
the,
yeah,
the
yeah,
diver,
yeah. The diver
like,
one.
Really old diver
yeah.
Costume.
I want
cool.
I want to say that was in. Is that in the second live action movie too, where all
yes,
the go where all the classics
Captain
come out?
Cutler comes to life.
Yes.
And, yeah.
What was okay? What's your favorite? What's your favorite villain, monster, ghost person?
Oh. Oh my god! Well, the pterodactyl man or whatever in the second live action movie was pretty.
Oh
funny.
Shit! Yeah, that was really funny.
Oh,
I yeah, it's probably yeah, probably was.
What a great villain!
Well, watch out. There's a man dressed in a pterodactyl costume.
Oh man!
That's such a, yeah.
Yeah, what about
that's
you?
That's a good one. I'm a fan of the, like, the tar person. Because that's cool, because I always felt like that was something that, like, a person couldn't really run, because it's such an odd entity. I'm sure they're slipping and sliding on his goo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't do anything about it.
No. They never can.
Terrifying. But they thwart him. With the little frisbee disc.
With the frisbee. In the clubhouse. Oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
So you watched... Alright. I don't know what else... Okay, so... I'm really prepared. I'm so sorry.
I'm on a beanbag right now, and it's like making...
No, you're not. You're not on a beanbag. You're farting. There's no beanbag in sight.
It's definitely a beanbag. Look.
Stop farting. It smells so bad.
Shut up. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh Scooby-Doo was like you would say that was your thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love Scooby-Doo. Yeah. I was all about Scooby-Doo. All about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was my identity. I was a Scooby-Doo kid.
Yeah. I mean, there were Scooby-Doo kids.
Yeah.
And they were like High School Musical kids.
Oh, yeah. I was a little bit of both, if I'm being completely honest.
You know, the graphic tees from Target?
Yeah. Oh, of Scooby-Doo, you mean?
No, of High School Musical.
Oh. Probably.
Of, like, Corbin Blue's face.
Ooh, I don't know if I'd go face.
And sticky, like.
Like some weird gel.
Yeah.
I don't know if I went as far as the faces, but I think I definitely had a East High Drama t-shirt.
Oh.
And I had a Get Your Head in the Game shirt.
Yeah, because why would you not?
So it served as a constant reminder to keep my head in the game. You know,
that's so inspirational.
It's inspirational. That movie is inspirational.
That's so cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you have Scooby-Doo t-shirts?
No, I had a backpack though.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had a suitcase that was matching.
Oh shit! I had a suitcase too.
What? Oh my god.
Yeah.
We're the same.
We are the same. We've already established this in our friendship from the past few years.
Yep. Okay. But I didn't have anything to put in that suitcase because I never went anywhere.
Oh.
I just put my Scooby-Doo stuffed animal in it.
Oh, so cute.
So it's like double Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo inception. Was your suitcase the Mystery Machine?
It was.
Yes, that's the one I had.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It was kind of small and pretty flimsy.
It didn't really work that well. You couldn't really put a lot in it because...
But it had a lot of emotional value, though.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing. Yeah. So you had a Scooby-Doo stuffed animal.
I did.
Did you have a lot of Scooby-Doo stuffed animals?
No, just one.
Really?
Just one. Well, yeah, just one. But I loved it a lot. No, so the little Scooby-Doo tag, you know, the one that says SD? On the front, that's like a diamond.
Do you mean the what stands for Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. No. I mean, some may say that.
But really, it means Shaggy's dog.
Yeah, his parents made him get that collar.
Yeah.
But joke's on them. His name is Scooby-Doo.
Same initials. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, but it broke off though, and I drew another one and like cut it out and then taped it to the collar.
Oh, that's so cute.
It didn't look the same, but I pretended.
If you close your eyes, it's almost the same.
Yeah, if you spin around a lot, which is what I did.
You squint really hard.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, Are we ready for the super secret surprise ending?
A little scared, yes.
So you may not know this, but I was a fan of a long time, and by long time I mean probably 2 years, subscriber of J14 magazines.
Oh, no.
And so I would like to take a J14 quiz with you right now, if you would be, if you're okay with that.
One Direction is on the front.
I know. 1D Insider Secrets, and it's all five of them.
Okay. So when did the subscription stop?
Well, let's see.
You need to look at me when you.
All right. This is from August 2014, so a little bit longer than I would like to admit, but you know what?
I subscribe to Girls Life magazine, or GL,
as the insiders call it. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we have three quizzes.
Okay.
I've never heard of GL, though.
Well, it's really good, and it tells you if a boy likes you.
Really?
Yeah, like, that was a quiz in every single issue.
It's just, does a boy like you?
Yeah, not a lot of effort. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so we got three for you to pick from.
Okay.
What's your perfect paparazzi pose? It's option one. You probably already know that because you're constantly being followed around by the paparazzi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some in this room.
Yep. Along with the entire Hannah Barbera. Harder murmur.
Copyright purposes, we changed it.
We can't say it.
Yeah.
All right, option two. What does your room reveal about you? Option three. Who should star in the movie of your life?
Okay.
Great options.
Oh, man. I'm gonna go.
There's so many boy bands on this page right here. Sorry.
There are. How many are there? I didn't even know there were that many. I'm going to say option two. What does your room reveal about
you?
Oh,
shit. Okay. Let's see. I dog-eared it. It's way back here. All right. Start. Okay. It's one of those nice, what would you call it? Like a, you know, where you have the question and then it leads to the next one. And, like, based on your question, you either go to this bubble or that bubble.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking at right now.
Should I look at it, or are you just gonna
I'll lead you through it. I was trying to come up with the correct term for this kind of quiz.
Yeah, just the leady.
The leady bubble treasure map.
The one, you know.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Please. So this is from the 1D Insider Secrets. If you have this in your backlogs, follow along. We're on page 82. All right, what does your room reveal about you? You love that your bedroom feels fun or relaxing. It can't be both. It can't be both.
Relaxing.
Great. When it comes to switching things up, you rearrange your room whenever you can. Don't like to mess with perfection.
Neither, because my room is terrible. It's just like a brown room. It's like one bedroom.
That sounds
okay, so, sorry. Restate the options.
Okay, when it comes to switching things up, you rearrange your room whenever you can.
Don't mess with perfection.
Great.
So, yeah.
Your bedroom walls are covered with framed photos, a ton of posters. I just had an image of, like, a serial killer. Just, like, plastered with terrible pictures.
Yeah, like a montage.
Like from cutouts.
It's like they're like cutting out, and they're in the midst of cutting out letters from magazines.
Yeah.
Like the Zodiac.
Yeah, and then there's like giant heads of their next victim with the eyes crossed out.
And then there's like dead bodies
everywhere. Yeah. So and it smells terrible. So, is that what your room is? Do we want to go with that?
Yeah. I don't remember the question.
Your walls are covered with framed photos, a ton of posters.
Okay, a ton of posters. And by a ton of posters, I mean one.
but compared to zero framed pictures, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that it's, yeah.
That's fair.
Okay.
You describe your room as artfully mismatched, one giant collage.
Artfully mismatched.
Great. Okay, the way you see it, accessories should be funky or stylish.
Funky.
All right.
You're just a quirky girl.
Your perfect comforter pick. That's not a question. Your perfect comforter pick is either an animal print or a retro pattern. Which one?
Animal print.
Animal print.
Yeah.
Not retro.
Not retro.
I didn't mean to pressure you.
Fine. It's
go with your gut. Go with your gut.
Fine, animal print then. That's what my heart says.
Okay, great. Okay. What kind of animal? Cheetah? Zebra? Dog?
Probably just a bird. Just one.
Just one bird. A large bird in the center of your bed.
It's just a dead bird.
Oh, okay. Okay. Your comforter has pictures of dead birds on it. I think it matches your serial killer. Yeah. All right. Okay. So your room, based on what you've told me, your room reveals that you're fiercely fabulous, which is fun.
Thanks, J14.
And let me tell you, J14 says that your room is no snooze fest, okay? Decked out with bright colors, wild patterns, and statement-making accessories,
yeah.
It screams fun and fabulous, just like you. Like Nicki Minaj. Wait, what? Where does that come from?
Just wanted to throw in a buzzword name.
Yeah, we would like the record to show that Nicki Minaj is nowhere on this page of the magazine.
But I'm like her.
But you're like her.
Yeah.
And when I think of Willa Fossum, I think Nicki Minaj.
Like a serial killer version.
But yeah, so like Nicki Minaj, you're not afraid to take chances and show off your style. So, okay. It's no surprise that the place where you spend most of your time would be brave, bold, and brilliant, too.
That's amazing. I'm so glad that I took that.
Yeah.
Oh, those lip smackers on the back?
Yeah, there's you know
ad,
it.
There's an ad of lip smackers on the back.
Oh my gosh. Classic.
Did you have a lot of lip smackers as a kid?
I didn't have any because... Gross.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I swear to God, if you... No. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was a tomboy when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Which is probably not surprising to you. So, I was
yeah,
like...
I was too, and I had one lip smackers.
What flavor?
I don't know. It's like a girly flavor. And then, it tasted good.
You eat it?
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Did you eat it?
Yeah. Well, like, come on, everyone did though. Like,
yeah.
Fourth grade.
Right.
Like, that's what you do.
You just sit in the corner and eat your lip smackers.
Popularity.
Yeah. That's how you were going to make it to the top. By eating your chapstick. Well, thanks for being on the podcast today.
Yeah,
this has been an amazing first episode. As a token of my gratitude, I would like to offer you a J14 poster to take with you.
Oh my god, now I have two.
You can honestly take them all on this if you would like.
Okay, that's a great gift.
It is, isn't it? It's free.
Thanks
so,
for having me.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
What do you think you're going to take?
Got
quite a bit of 1D.
Oh my god, like all of them. Oh my god.
Once I impulsively bought the One Direction album, I never listened to it. I just wanted to fit in.
The beautiful song
on
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I put no effort into fitting in. I didn't even listen to it.
Oh, that's awesome. Little Mix. I don't know where they went.
I don't know who Little Mix is.
Okay, those are all the posters.
Hey, this is personal. This is my personal magazine. You can't just flip through it, okay?
Yeah, okay. So I've decided on this Keep Calm and Love Nile.
I think that's a great choice.
Yeah, it is. And it's just green, and it has a picture of Niall's face.
And he's wearing a crown.
Yeah, that's so cute.
That's pretty cute. He looks a little startled.
Yeah. He's so cute, though.
I think he's wearing braces, but that's pretty cute.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for being on, man. This has been fun.
It was fun. All
right.
Bye.
Bye.